Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we have your undivided. Well, actually, if you're driving, we probably ought not to ask.
Yeah, let's not ask for all of that.
Undivided attention.
Like three quarters might be okay.
Careful of what you wish for. How's our file doing today, Jennifer? The Facebook file, is it looking like the people who are there are fresh and full of new ideas for this Thursday?
It's shiny and sparkly, sir.
Is it?
And pink? Is it pink?
And pink? Oh, gosh, yes, of course.
Yeah, we're all in the pink here today. Did we have any more comments about the big cup of hot chocolate? There was their Facebook picture of the hot chocolate I had for breakfast last, was it Sunday?
Yeah, you would not believe it. You have to go to our Facebook page and look at it. Big, huge mug. And not only is it a mug of hot chocolate
not
that's
huge.
Not a mug
of my face. It's just
but it's got like whipped cream and chocolate like oozing over the side.
Right, it's overflowing with chocolate. You can see it dripping down the side.
And my daughter's caption under the picture is Breakfast of Champions.
That's right.
And the funny
absolutely.
Thing is, you can't see Brendan's full face, but you can see like his chest in his arms,
yeah,
and it's almost like he's looking moving, like he's moving back, and he's got that oh look on his face, like look at that thing.
Yeah.
The slime is going to get me.
The slime is here, and it's being slung at. Is that the past tense of to sling is to slung, right? Or has
I slung it? Yeah, you can say I slung it.
You slung it.
Well, I was slumming it.
There it is.
It could be happening as well. So the Ron Paul activity is actually pretty funny. Those of you who are not familiar with the group No Doubt, Richie's going to play one of their songs.
Gwen Stefani's the lead singer, kind of the throwback-looking blonde, very pretty. She's also a cover girl model, Jen.
Uh-huh. And a mommy.
And a mommy. And
yeah, married, something out of the 1940s.
Yeah, married to a rock star and has done some acting. So okay. Very diverse, very talented.
All right, so if you're a fan of No Doubt, you're in the 18 to 30 crowd, you noticed yesterday on their website, if you're really close to them, they have decided to support Ron Paul. Or at least.
Really?
That's what the No Doubt website says. Apparently, that's not quite true because some of the Twitter accounts for some of the big rock groups, musicians who appeal to the 18 to 30 crowd, and their accounts were hacked by supporters of Ron Paul yesterday.
Jeez.
So, tweets appeared on the pages of a bunch of different recording artists endorsing Ron Paul. They've all been removed, but Billboard Magazine that follows all of this, yeah, Billboard Magazine,
yeah,
pretty much got his fingers on the pulse of music, has a screen grab of the tweet that appeared on the page of Rise Against, which apparently is a punk rock group. Jennifer, is that right?
Sure.
Rise Against. You know anything about that?
Rise Against?
Rise Against.
Let me see about
yeah,
that.
There's two bands I know. But there's one that's Rise Against the Machine and one that's Rise Against.
It's Rage Against the Machine, actually.
Rise Against. That's the
whatever.
Other. Anyway, their website said, quote, "We endorse Ron Paul. We love you, Ron Paul. Ron Paul Revolution Move." With a link to donate to Ron Paul's campaign. This is a pretty progressive band, and they later posted on the Twitter site, quote, "As you would all assume, we do not support Ron Paul."
See, look at, they're even playing into the stereotype, saying, as you would all assume.
Right. No. Well, yeah, assume what?
The majority
why,
of 18
why would we
to
assume
30?
That we would assume that yeah. you wouldn't like
yeah.
Ron Paul
or right. anybody?
Yeah. It's because that's the way some people think. Well, you are.
So when we all go that Hollywood and entertainment industries are all liberals, you guys are just playing into it, but with that statement.
Yeah, well, they aren't. A lot of the 18 to 30 crowd is for Ron Paul. Dakota Fanning, apparently. I don't know.
Holy moly, by the way. She's on the cover of Cosmopolitan this month.
Yeah, she's supposed to be racy. Is it good?
She's not a young girl anymore.
Well, they're trying to change. She's trying to change her image, as is that little twerp Bieber, so that they aren't just the heartthrob of youngsters. And that's a big deal. I think there are a lot of people talking about that this week as well. I'm a fan of hers. She was a student of my daughter's, and she's done some pretty good movies. Pretty good. My daughter says she's a good kid, as opposed to Justin Bieber, who's just a little out of control twerp.
Is the Jennifer her in the pink dress, the pink shiny dress thing?
Yeah, it doesn't even look like her. I didn't even recognize
her. Her younger sister was in a movie recently.
Elle.
I'm just trying.
Yeah, she was in Super 8.
No, she was in something
else. Recently. But Super 8 was her first big one.
She's very pretty now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always been a cute girl, but she's very pretty. She's got this look about her.
Okay, so that sounds really weird. Moving on from that.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, a lot of these child stars, they don't grow up to be as cute or as good-looking as they were when they were kids.
No, they don't grow up to be very nice either.
Yeah, but she has a very nice look about her. Very
she's
sweet.
Very sweet. My daughter says she's a very sweet kid. Very sweet girl. 800-510-8255. What's your outlook on the day today? Help yourself. We have a lot of television later on. The View, pretty active. Actually, the People's Choice Award last night. Speaking of television, any surprises there, Jennifer?
No big surprises.
Noticed?
And the People's Choice Awards, they're just fun. You know, it's a very casual, lighthearted award show, so it's kind of cool. It sets you up before you get to the serious stuff.
Right. Kind of like the first couple of primaries.
Exactly. Very good.
Anyway, the poll yesterday at DougStephan.com with the primary in New Hampshire over, which candidate do you think will be the next to drop out? This is pretty interesting and telling. A lot of people went to this poll. A lot of people are now, we have more and more people going to the website, DougStephan, StePhan.com. And you can follow us on Facebook pretty easily. The winner or the loser here, I guess, depending. And I think we asked this on Facebook, didn't we, Jennifer? The same basic thing, who's going to be the next person out?
Yeah, the answer was Rick Perry.
Yeah. Rick Perry is the answer here as well. 53% of you who voted online at DougStephan.com, anyway, said Perry's out. Let's see. Next after that was Huntsman, 19%. Gingrich got 11%. Romney got 10% from R. This is very interesting. Santorum gets 6%. I believe he'll. I think Gingrich, Santorum, and Perry will all be out after the. Maybe not Gingrich because he'll. I think Gingrich will stay. I think Santorum will have a showing here and better than he's had. But
who in their right mind would have voted for Mitt Romney dropping out of the race after New Hampshire?
Well, who in their right mind would vote?
It was me.
Never mind.
Yeah.
800-510. I almost. No, I'm going to be good about that. Okay. So,
I know where you were going.
Yeah. Okay. God loves someone who's humble. That's me. 800-510-82, even if I do say so myself. 800-510-8255. So, there's a very, to go to the 18 to 30 crowd and think about the generations and who's voting for whom and why they're voting for whom, I think is a very interesting exercise in how people are thinking in our country today. The even the young blacks are, there have been more and more calls to programs I've been listening to here in Los Angeles from younger black men, especially, to counter some of the calls from older black women and men who are diehard supporters of the current president, no matter what. But the younger blacks say, don't be thinking that we're all voting for Obama, because we aren't. And so it brings me around to thinking about generations in general. The younger crowd has to clean up the mess. That's what you hear over and over and over and over again. Our parents and our grandparents have made a mess of this country, and we have to clean it up. Do you agree with that? I guess it depends on your age. I agree with that, frankly. I think my generation has made an unbelievable mess. Richie, your generation has been much better.
Yep. 800-510-8255.
So, let's see here. The various generations. Yes, but.
When did it start?
It started after World War II.
You
could argue it started with FDR, the giveaways after the Depression.
Yeah, would be what a lot of people would say.
Yeah.
A well-meaning program spun out of control.
Right. Well, but there was a check on it when LBJ couldn't get anything done. He was another FDR in terms of federal programs. Let's have this federal program, that. He did get some of them through, three or four of them.
Right.
But a lot of them got KO'd, and that's when he said, I guess I better not run again because nobody likes me. And that was true. Nobody did like him. He got us into the war in Vietnam. And it was a mess. And all of his pals, interesting, because Eisenhower, LBJ was a congressman when Eisenhower was president. And he, in his memoirs, he makes note of LBJ as someone who's going to be a problem for the average. It's really very interesting how astute Eisenhower was. Look out for guys like Johnson because they're too close to the trough. Very, they easily made their connections. LBJ was about as corrupt as any president that we've had in the modern era. Spiro Agnew, as corrupt as any vice president we've had in the modern era. And so all of that stuff that came about, many of those programs, helped his pals in the military-industrial complex. And that's where the war is, again, that's where all these wars come from. That's where the what makes war are those sorts of thoughts and decisions. So we'll talk a little bit about the generations here so we can identify various traits of the generations as we put our heads on straight this Thursday morning. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery, but Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four, so you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's the name of the current generation? 800-510-TALK, 21 after here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Surprise, last night's New Hampshire primary was how well Ron Paul did. He did so well, yeah. A big surprise. He gave a speech afterwards. In Ron Paul's speech last night, did you see this? He described himself to the crowd as dangerous. Yeah, then one of his handlers fed him some warm milk through an eyedropper and he fell asleep in a shoebox. They carried him out very gently. Not a good showing for Governor Rick Perry. Rick Perry came in dead last with 1% of the vote. 1%. You know, it's not good when he can't even beat low-fat milk, okay? That's 2%. Isn't that 2%? Yeah. I mean, that's messed up. But Rick Perry was philosophical about it. He said last week was Iowa. Yesterday was New Hampshire. Tomorrow is South Carolina. He said, at least it's giving him a chance to learn the name of all the states. So, he's growing. Okay. Right. In fact, Rick Perry said today, after coming in dead last, this is his quote. He said, I won't quit on this country. You know, Rick, you got 1%. You know? That means the other 99% are going, you can quit.
Oh, remember Osama bin Laden? What a guy he was. And do you remember what the deal was? Everybody thought he was in the mountainous border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and he's up there, and he curls up every night with a camel and that kind of thing. Well, it turned out he had this huge, sprawling mansion in Abbottabad in Pakistan, and it was like 100 times bigger than any house in the neighborhood. And everybody a lot of people thought it was George Clooney's place because it was so big. Well, listen to this. The Pakistani government tearing the place down. Tearing it down. Yep, they're demolishing the whole place, the old Osama bin Laden place. You know why? Because they don't want it to become a shrine. Don't want it to become a shrine. CBS, coincidentally, plans to do the same thing with this theater when I leave.
Not so funny anymore. However, we have a selection of the three most watched late-night shows in their comedy direction, and so you can decide whether you like it or you don't. It's there for the offing, as it were. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our main studio in Washington, keeping his eyes on those buttons. And your calls, Michael Fortier will be happy to talk to you. He's happy to talk to anybody. 800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn, the charmer of the lot, is a member of the generation. Both Richie and Jennifer are members of Generation X.
Mm-mm.
Born from 19... Well, so you're a generation... No, you're a boomer. You're on
I'm
the
a
last...
Boomer. I'm the, I'm the last possible
And I'm
boomer.
On the last little phase, yes, of Generation X, so yeah.
You are.
We're on the outskirts, Rich and I.
Yeah, right.
We're outsiders.
Yeah,
we're dangerous.
I'm on the... Richie's an I's relationship then would be the same because he's on the outskirts at one end and I'm on the outskirts at the other end of our generation, the post, the baby boomer generation. Now, the baby boomers, we're talking about those who are 18 to 30, that crowd and what they're doing. I want to know what they are called. If Jennifer's just on the outside of Generation X, what is the current generation? That is the group born from 1985 to 2004. What do we call them? 800-510-8255. That's our quickie quiz. If you know what they're called, you'll call us and we'll talk about them. Maybe you have children who are in this generation, those born between 85 and 2004. They're the ones who are moving away from traditional politics. They're using their Twitter account, using their Facebook account. Others are doing it, but this group is really doing it, as is demonstrated by what they did with those musicians yesterday. We were talking about them a few minutes ago. What are they called, and what do you think about what they think politically? It's very strange in most circumstances from what you'd expect or what others are thinking. So give us a buzz, 800-510-TALK on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour now.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, you can always travel for a major festival or celebration, but what if you could actually become part of the celebration? One of the most famous festivals coming up is, of course, Mardi Gras. Each float is organized by a different group, so the trick is finding one that allows open membership. One is called Orpheus, but there's a fee, and it ranges from $1,500 to $2,500, but that's not the only Mardi Gras around. Mobile, Alabama also celebrates with a family-friendly festival. If you want to ride on a float and attend the society balls, just get in touch with the Crew de Bienville. It's a charitable organization, so anyone can become a member. And in Trinidad and Tobago, there are two seasons, Carnival and Preparing for Carnival. Anybody can participate. Just contact the National Carnival Commission, and for about $600, you get a costume for the float and unlimited food and drinks during the two-day celebration. Now that's a carnival in and of itself. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-16-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I was talking about generations. 800-510-8255 is always a way for you to be in touch. We're going to meet Pat Denuzio, Denuzio of the Smithereens in a minute. Speaking about Generation X and Y and the boomers and stuff. So just to clarify, for those of you who are wondering what it is that I was talking about, the new generation, which started in the early 80s, and went to the mid-2000, 2004, 2005, it's called Generation Y. And they're the ones who are moving for all of the change. Somebody just sent me an email, doug@dougstephan.com, and the this guy's name is Harold. Doesn't sound like a... Would you expect someone who would be in Generation Y to be named Harold?
No.
I'd expect somebody who would be a late baby boomer to be Harold.
Although Harry's kind of a popular name.
Harry Connick, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, anyway. He said, you know how stupid the average person is. The other half are dumber.
So,
eloquently put.
Thanks for that insight, Harry. Right.
So is that how this all plays? The younger kids are not. We decry our educational system, which is one of the things that they're really PO'd about. And if you don't believe that's the case, we have someone who is a representative, a musical representative of the late baby boomer generation, sort of Rich's age,
yep,
if you will. Mr. Denuzio has been here a couple of times on the Good Day program. They have a winter tour going. Now, maybe to speak to that, Pat, how many other groups have winter tours? Most of the smart groups have summer tours so that they're out in the good weather. What's the story with you guys?
We're from New Jersey.
Hey, that's what it is, right?
You know, that's a very popular subject out here, especially in Las Vegas, where there's people coming from all parts of the globe. They seem to be fascinated with this little state that I'm from. They want to know about Chris Christie. They want to know about The Sopranos, you know, Jersey Shore, you know, you name it. Any number of things are coming out of there, and I'm not certain that all of it is good. You know, so.
Do you always get asked if you know Snooki?
No. I think there's a general disdain for her. I think it's more in the nature of the old days when the Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers three-ring circus on the campus.
But that's back... That's back, Pat, to what we were talking about before. Yeah, the current generation, there's an interesting split. There are those in what we would call, I guess, Generation Y. Would you call them Jennifer before? You had another name, not Generation
Y, or they call them Millennium. What do they call them?
The Millennials. Yeah.
Millennials.
Or the Millennium Falcons.
That too.
Yeah. So it's a pretty interesting divide. in the folks who are, let's say, Ron Paul type supporters, and those who are not interested at all in politics. And I wonder, in terms of generations, the Smithereens, I think, sort of blend or are easily accepted by different generations. And I wonder if that's just my assumption, or is it true? Do you find that yours, boy, you know, different, like Michael Bublé isn't going to appeal to kids who are in Generation Y. And turning it around, Gwen Stefani's group probably does. But it would seem to me, from what I know about you, that you have a universal appeal. Is that, should I assume that, or is that true, or do you find that your supporters are of one particular group or age?
No, it runs the gamut. You know, you've got folks who were kids who were coming to our first shows in the early 1980s who are now parents or even grandparents, people who are bringing their children to the shows, kids who were raised on our music who come up to us after the show and say, you know, I never thought I'd actually see you play live, that you somehow managed to stay together for 32 years. And I think that is really a function of what we set out to do with the type of songs that we wrote. We wanted to make those sort of timeless Beatles-influenced records. I remember growing up looking forward to each new Beatles release because it was the mark of quality. You knew that when you bought one of their records, there was a 99% certainty that virtually every song was going to be good. And I think that, you know, the true story of the success of the Smithereens were the songs and the brotherhood within the band that enabled us, for some reason, to agree upon everything musically. For example, back in the early 80s when synthesizer drums were popular, we hated it. And we, despite the trend of what radio was deciding to play, we decided against going in that direction. Consequently, the recordings themselves have held up very well, and they still sound to my ears anyway, and to our fans, as relevant as they did when we put them out 30 years ago.
All right, so Richie, what do we have that's a demonstration of what Pat DiNizio was talking about?
You know, it's funny, Pat. I saw you guys over the summer at Wolf Trap, and I thought about this. And then yesterday I was listening to some of the songs. And here's a song off of the new 2011 album, which is the 20th anniversary album of 11, their most popular selling album, and it pretty much pinpoints that with the drums. And you listen to their drums, and it's Doug, you know, you listen to the Funk Brothers, and you hear that drum, and you know it's coming.
Yep.
And they use the drums, you know, very Beatles, Buddy Holly, but you know the drums are coming. This is on the new album, Rings on Her Fingers.
There's a real good pop flavor tone to that, which is the kind of stuff that I like, Pat. Do all of your albums have the name of the group in the title of the album?
No, not at all. They come from various sources, so some of them
God Save the Smithereens, Attack of the Smithereens, A Date with the Smithereens.
Well, you know, I'll give you an example of how our minds think. When we moved from the Beatles label, Capitol, to RCA Victor, we had many options. But the reason we went to RCA is that we wanted to be the only band that was on the same record labels as both the Beatles and Elvis Presley.
Really?
So there was a very popular Elvis album that came out in the late 50s called The Date with Elvis. So because we were on RCA, we felt it was appropriate to call it A Date with the Smithereens.
And that's
plus the cover art has us standing on Mulberry Street in the middle of, we're about two doors down from the Ravenite Social Club where John Gotti used to hang out. And we look like a gang who are there to, you know, injure you. And that's the joke of the title, A Date with the Smithereens. But we had an album called Green Thoughts. Actually, the new one, Smithereens 2011, title-wise, it was, you know, just a shameless exploitation, both in terms of the cover artwork and the title of our biggest album, Smithereens 11. But, you know, it's very, very difficult these days to attract any attention unless, of course, you win American Idol and then you're guaranteed to sell 26 million copies. Back in the day, as you'll recall, our generation, or my generation, we had a show called Star Search.
Yep.
And we all knew it was a joke. And if you won Star Search, your career was over before it began.
Well, there are people that came out of that. Ed McMahon and I were great friends. And one of the things we talked about often were the people who made it. And then there wasn't much discussion about the people who didn't make it. Those shows.
More the comedians.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, Sinbad's about the only one. Well, no, Rosie O'Donnell came out of it, yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. You knew back then. It seems as though, you know, if we are talking about the difference between the kids today, of which my 17-year-old daughter is a part, and the kids back then, we knew that it was okay to sort of ridicule something like that, which was basically, you know, God rest his soul, we met Ed McMahon, and he even introduced us one time in the same way that he introduced Johnny on The Tonight Show. But, you know, it's like when they had the disco demolition thing at Comiskey Park.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, if you blew up someone's disco or dance record, they'd probably sue you. But back then, everyone took it in the spirit in which it was meant. I don't think that the kids are any different than anyone was when I was growing up in the 70s. I think there are smart kids who are motivated, whose parents encourage them and nurture them. I think that there are kids who are not so bright who get in trouble. I think that the wild card aspect of the kids today is that most of them have known nothing but affluence their entire lives.
Right.
Whereas back when I was a kid, I remember reaching for the telephone to call my girlfriend when I was 15 years old, my dad slapping my hand down before I got to the phone saying, get off the phone. We can't afford phone calls. You know, no one had credit cards. If my dad gave me $1 a week to buy a model kit or a 45, I was happy. So, you know, what you don't know, you don't miss. So if you are given everything that you want, and you feel a sense of entitlement, and all of a sudden that is taken away from you, you know, you're going to occupy Wall Street because you've got nothing else to do or no other answers.
The generation, as we were talking about generations earlier, called the entitlement generation, in fact, the political realities of the world ever show up in Smithereens' music?
No, we made a deliberate and very conscious effort early on to stay away from that sort of thing, because we felt that we'd date the records, and, mm-hmm. and basically we wanted to provide respite or, you know, relief from the cares and burdens of the day. I was never much for political songs or bands who injected politics into it.
Even though you're very heavy into politics.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm very heavy into it. I'm as hapless and hopeless as anyone else, although I am, you know, I'm aware of it and I'm concerned about it, like at no point in my personal history, and I was involved with politics when I was younger. I did hold office, I did run for Senate, but not so much involved anymore.
What do you, you have a 17-year-old, do you talk politics with your 17-year-old?
Well, they seem... What do you talk about with a 17-year-old? What did I talk to my dad about? Not much at that point. You know what I mean? They're going through changes. Kids at that age, you know, they're breaking free of family ties. They're going out into the world, and they think they know everything. And certainly I'm what you might call an independent conservative, and my daughter is very liberal, but it's part and parcel of her generation. You know?
All right, but what does your daughter think about her dad, Pat DiNizio, the singer in the Smithereens? Forget about politics then. What are the children who, either in your family, people who know you in your neighborhood, what do they think about what you do for a living?
She's going out, she's out in Santa Barbara. Her mom, my ex-wife, put her in boarding school, and I got an email one time, and she said, Dad, apparently you are famous. You know? Well, that's when I found out I was no longer Dad. Actually, what she said was, Dude, apparently you are famous. Because all we listen to out here in California is classic rock Los Angeles. And, dude, you're on the radio every day. And I thought to myself, well, how do you think I'm paying for your boarding school? So, you know, it's... there's not a lot that, that her and I agree on, you know, but, you know, that's how it is. I remember being her age and sitting at the dinner table with mom and dad and going from, you know, this 13, 14-year-old kid who used to go everywhere with his parents to, you know, this semi-adult who wanted to go his own way. And, you know, it's just growing pains, I suppose.
Yes. All right, Richie, in the time we have left, pick a do you want us, Pat, to take something from this new album? That's really what you're you've had all these great influences in your career, and I wonder how, as I think back on the things that I've listened to from you, I think they've been very consistent over the years, that when you hear the Smithereens, you kind of know, as you said when we started, what you're going to get. You know what you're going to get.
This this song, Sorry, off of the new album, Little Steven on his underground show on Sirius called it the coolest song in the world.
Officialsmithereens.com, officialsmithereens.com, and that connection is at DougStephan.com, officialsmithereens.com. You will find out more about this group and how to get their music. They're on their winter tour now, and they have a lot. There's a lot to be said for what you do in terms of, I'm a big pop music guy, so I like the sound of what you do. Lots of millions and millions of albums sold around the world. And so that's a way for you to maybe go back a little bit, find some of the older stuff, and enjoy the new material as well. Pat DeNuzio, good to have you back here. And now you can go back to bed. Thank you.
What makes you think I had gone to bed in the first place?
I think I cheated. I heard
you
say
you had it.
You had you had a wake up, rise, and shine for this. We appreciate you being here. Pat DeNuzio on Good Day, 11 minutes before the hour.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus? How'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
This is Peter Schiff with
Are we there yet?
Yeah.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund guaranteed.
Try Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the Smithereens. I just got an email from my son. Hey, dude, I heard you were famous.
Hey, dude. Nice. It all goes downhill when your kids start calling you dude.
That's it, exactly. I got a lot of activity here today at DougSteffen.com. Linda writes, I was talking earlier about the various generations and how the younger people are, and I don't even like saying it that way, but the 18 to 30-some-odd year-olds are the ones who are really out there making a lot. They're many of the protests. This is the thing about the so-called operation, what do they call it, Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street.
The, most of the people that are there are this age group, and most of them are not protesting what the news media tells you, duh. They're protesting the kinds of things that set Ron Paul up to be as successful as he has been, especially with the younger people. And one of the things that this Linda writes to me, she said, critically speaking, older people are, they find criticism is the easy way out. As anybody who reads some of the older trollish comments on the internet know,
wow.
Negative comments are a drain on everybody's energy. And that's how she sees the older generation. I think that's very interesting. All right, speaking of the older generation, the internet and technology, that's what we focus on here in this portion of the program. And in a moment, Shelley Palmer will be here with an update on some of the things going on at CES.
CES, it's
among
a big
other
thing.
Things.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell wiper blades, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We'll install wipers in the rain, snow, even hail. We like hail. It's like nature's Swedish massage. Plus, save $10 instantly when you purchase two high-performance Bosch Icon wiper blades. Fast, free wiper blade installation at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. See store for details.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Intel's chips power every type of computer, but until now have never cracked the smartphone industry. Lenovo is making the first Intel-powered smartphone, while Motorola works on a future smartphone and tablet. In other news, after much speculation, Sony announced it wouldn't unveil the PlayStation 4 at this year's E3 Expo. The PlayStation 3 was built to have a 10-year shelf life, and Sony won't rush out the new version. PS
PS3 is still wildly popular, selling millions of units worldwide. And finally, Ford's Sync App Link lets drivers use voice-activated smartphone apps in their car. Ford announced that now, Sync owners can download iHeartRadio and listen to over 800 radio broadcasts. You can download the app on iTunes, BlackBerry, and soon it'll be on Android marketplaces. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it from CES.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
So continuing the...
Thank you, Shelley.
Yeah, thanks, Shelley. The coverage from the Consumer Electronics Show. If you're thinking that controlling your car by the push of a button was cutting-edge technology, Brian Osich tells us there's something else coming your way straight from this year's Consumer Electronics Show.
What does your car smell like? Most likely it doesn't smell brand new. That's why Febreze is putting one of its trusted odor-eliminating household products into overdrive. The new Febreze car vent clip is specifically designed for the car environment. Now you don't have to drive with the windows down to keep your car smelling fresh. The clip's discreet and modern design allows it to easily attach onto the air vent in a car while eliminating odors on the road. Since a car's environment is relatively small, the technology behind the Febreze car vent clip enables it to slowly release a fresh scent without becoming too overpowering. The user-friendly scent intensity dial lets anyone easily control the level of scent with the touch of a finger. The clip's unique membrane allows it to slowly release scent while also eliminating tough odors. With 5 scents to choose from, you're able to test drive the perfect scent for your car. For more on the Febreze car vent clip, log on to Febreze.com or Facebook.com/Febreze. That's Lifestyles from Procter & Gamble.
Gee, that didn't sound like it was from the Consumer Electronics Show.
Brian Osich's voice changed.
Everybody has to drive to the Consumer Electronics Show.
That sounds more like Kendra Johansson to me. The smell of fast food meals or dirty soccer cleats.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Bad car odors. Who has bad car odors? You have bad car odors? Jennifer probably do.
My car smells very nice.
In the car business, we used to get some trade-ins that were...
I bet you did.
Bad.
All right, 59 or 58 past the hour on Good Day.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-16-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Sure.